Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
Don't hurt nothing if you got dreads in your head.
boy stop stunting. Tell the man ain't no rude boy. Tell the boy stop stunting. With the yawn in his head, this boy ain't no dread. I deal with top shotters, big ballers, big bread, big paper, big cheesy. You heard what I said, nigga? Shake your dread, the young boys ain't dead. Shake them bread, yo. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, yo. Shake, 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 take it down low. Shake and let them bread beat the gold. Shake them bread, yo. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, yo. Shake, 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 take it down low. Shake and let them bread beat the gold. I'm in my car, my dread. I shake them out the window. With the tide, I drop the top so my life can feel the wind blow. Shout out to them outer niggas. Rock and save my people. We twisted up and locked up. Shake dreads that will beat you. I ain't never seen as many dread heads before. Niggas shaking in the mall, dog, all in the store. My nigga Irish shaking dreads when he ready to slow. And Fat Man shaking dreads when he full of that dough. My girl April, she bad. She got dreads to her ass. She put cactus in the hair. That shit be looking like grass. I picked my ball from school and it's teacher was mad. I asked her what was wrong. He shaking dreads in class. Shake them bread, yo. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, yo. Shake, shake, shake. Take it down low. Shake and let the bread beat the gold. Shake them bread, yo. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, yo. Shake, shake, shake. Take it down low. Shake and let them bread beat the gold. Don't stop. Swing them dreadlocks, nigga. Don't stop. Swing them dreadlocks, nigga. Bounce your head. Nigga shake, nigga shake, nigga shake them dreads. I went out last night, nigga, to have a good time. Before I got to the club, them boys shaking in line. Met this girl from Africa, she was so fine. 20 years growing dread, boy, that blew my mind. Had an ass with beeswax, the tip died blind. It's like every dread I know, they grind all the time. The New York niggas, they shaking dreads, them California niggas shaking dreads. The Florida niggas, they shaking dreads, Jamaican niggas, they shaking dreads. The VI niggas, they shaking dreads, my overseas niggas shaking dreads. Shake them bread, yo, shake them bread, bro, shake them bread, bro, shake them bread, yo. Shake, 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 take it down low. Shake and let the bread beat the gold. Shake them bread, yo, shake them bread, bro, shake them bread, bro, shake them bread, yo. Shake, 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 take it down low. And let them dreads beat the gold. Don't stop, swing them dreadlocks, nigga. Don't stop, swing them dreadlocks, nigga. Bounce your head. Nigga shake, nigga shake, nigga shake them dreads. Don't stop, swing them dreadlocks, nigga. Don't stop, nigga swing them dreadlocks, nigga. Nigga bounce your head. Nigga shake, nigga shake, nigga shake them dreads.
Don't make no kinds of Smitty.
Life is different now. Go. I know our show stop. I made Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
Make a nut. Hit up my screen, show deep meaning. Nah, I mean, fresh in my white tee, Mr. Clean. Rockin' with my J's on, ain't got these. I don't give a fuck, put a dime on the bus. You can hit the club, cause mine on the bus. 12 in the trunk, and then 9 on the bus. I don't give a fuck, I got slump in the trunk. Trunk stay beatin', this be beatin'. Trunk so loud, it postpone meeting. Trunk so loud, it has its own reason. Put the single up, cause it's killer beat season. Trunk never stop, cause the beat is too hot. Make your trunk pop, cause it's too much rock. Pop, 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 I think they're shooting on the block now. Pop, 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 damn, my speakers blew out.
don't give a fuck. That's hop in the truck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. That's hop in the truck.
And I'ma turn up being at the block slapper.
Yo, niggas is phony, frontin' like they master ceremonies. None of you suckers are even remotely close to me. To be nice, I sacrifice things like no sleep. I keep a library of lyrics on microfiche, creating concepts so deep. Niggas quote me, they rewind and interpret my rhymes to they homies. I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago. It's inevitable in 98 I'ma blow. Ever since 84 I've been in it to win it. But see, back then we used to battle by spinning on the cement. You can't even absorb the rhymes I record, or resolve the deep laws of the physics involved. I travel to the end of the universe and beyond. Parsecs out of range from a cellular star tech, from the galaxy of Andromeda. I puzzle niggas like crop circles, another unexplained phenomenon. Hey yo, 9 out of 10 of these rap artists is garbage. You spineless, rhymeless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see the hip hop was never tarnished. So,
if I'm gonna rob, I'ma rob all night. If I'm looking for something, it's probably a fight. If I'm going fuck bitches, then they better be tight. If that stage in the head better be right. If I got to play, I'ma play till I win. If I got to be here, can't wait to begin. Wanna fuck shorty, can't stand shorty friends. Cause honey friend fuck many, many men. Stay with the raps, cause the raps is real. Wanna fuck, then we fuck, already know the deal. Fuck what you look like, just show the real. And I keep a spot that we can go to chill. I love my get down for the hoes. Only reason I come around is for the hoes. Pipe work, I lay it down for the hoes. Cause I'm off with the dark brown, you know.
You spineless, spineless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see the hip hop was never tarnished.
How shall I plead? Forever thugging on a quest to get G's running from enemies. Ever since the days of a sleep, I'm under pressure. The stressor had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Must be paranoid to blink. Wonder why the police don't want to see me stacking G's. They after a player, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the nicotine. I can't sleep, close my eyes and see wicked things. I keep my pistol by my bedside, one in the chamber, preoccupied with homicide. My life's in danger, rolling down the 405. Beware strangers, hand on my 45, that's what the fame does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know it till I'm gone. From out the gutter with a jealous motherfucker wrong. Pass the weed, let that energy get to me before the penitentiary.
Rhymeless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see the hip hop was never tarnished. So
yo, I was sent here to save the game. Cause nowadays, shy niggas is fucking lame. Same shit, different song. Don't matter the artist, the lyrically and shit going on. These motherfuckers rely on a good beat to sell. Cause truth is, man, they can't read or write well. So, they do what they do and I ain't hitting, but I know the truth. These homo niggas, man, they only gon' plat. Cause half of these niggas in the hood now, they smoke crack. Man, don't make me snatch the crown of the artist who claims to be the king of rap. Come on. Fucking dig a niggas to talk back. One word player, and it's goodbye. Bye-bye, see ya later, nigga. See, I'm still trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Gotta get rich if I'm trying like 50 cents. And if you trying to stop me from getting mine, I'm putting a few shows in your spine. It's me, the Jack, with a king of New York rock rhyme.
Mama throw it up. She see me watching from the corner of her eye. Then I slid up on and did a just drop, drop, drop. I just drop, drop, drop. I make a sweat,
make a sweat,
I make a sweat,
make a sweat,
I make a sweat, little mama, make a sweat.
Go ahead, girl, drop it to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down while you're working that pole. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, so stop and make them other hoes mad. Go ahead, girl, drop it low to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down while you're working that pole. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, so stop and make them other hoes mad.
She turned around and had me hypnotized. I ain't gon' lie, when she drop it to the floor, she caught my eye. I said, little mama, let's go take a ride. Baby girl, sit back and just relax. You man ain't gotta know why I bring you right back. And I'ma take you to the spot where I chill at. And do your body right, yeah, girl, that's a fact. And if the vibe is right, I'ma take you home with me tonight. And I hope the next morning you can tell your man he real tripe. And you can tell him my name is Young R, baby, doing this thing. And I'm the one putting the pipe down on you, lady.
In the club with a pocket full of fat. Seen shot of red, knew I had to get that. The way she made that thing jump and then it vibrate. I promise to you, dog, I thought it was an earthquake. She rose, and probably then she really dropped it low. The mama wasn't playing, yeah, she worked it like a pro. I seen it in the cut, rolling like some 24s. And when she dropped, she screamed, I forget the mother hoes. I ran into shorty, yeah, at the club. I couldn't lie, yeah, she had to show your boy some love. She hopped in the whip, yeah, she really wanted pipe. I had to go ahead and let shorty spend the night.
Go ahead, girl. Drop her to the floor, twerk that booty up and down like you working that pole. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show, stop and make them other hoes mad. Drop, drop, drop,
drop.
Uh-huh, it's the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County, and I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good,
I ain't like everybody else, I don't need niggas, I do it myself, I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you, nigga, I want you to kick my ass, when you think shit's crossed, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I still let it slip that ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the church for the gray organ? And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison beat my dick. He gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. I ain't scared to die. Not a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. That's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in a movie. With all them niggas round here, me don't need all them niggas round here. Shit, to make me feel safe. Bitch, my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. It's just me get y'all with fun. And I ain't got one damn ride on the run. When I got the solo, I'ma get rid of my fucking like Trick Daddy Polo. Kidnapping, bitch slapping. Go home like ain't shit happen. Bad guy, really good guy. Step on my toes, yes, I don't look out. Everybody else, I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, don't talk to me like that, nigga. Stay right here, I'll be right back, nigga. What I'm gonna do, you ain't gonna like that, nigga. Don't care who he is, I'll fight that, nigga. I ain't gonna be fair, like a bitch, I kick, bite, and pull hair. Give a fuck. I'ma try everything for I let you beat me up. Talk crazy and scare me a nigga. Pull out my fire and tell me a nigga. I got a brain that'll tell me a nigga. Chicken with the chain, I don't feel no nigga. On the street, ain't a referee. Pick up something off the ground and split it to white meat. Plays unlike me to walk away. But sometimes I just walk away. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you. Everybody else, I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you, nigga.
R.I.P.D.O. I don't know who the fuck that is, but R.I.P. to the motherfucking rocker who, you know what I'm saying, I guess, you know, died of cancer recently. There's a show on Blog Talk Radio that's going to be actually honoring him, do a little dedication and shit. Ronnie James Dio, 1942 to 2010. Let's see what the hell, yeah, who show he's on. McJunkie decides to come in and spam us and shit. Let's see. Here we go. 1986, rocker Ronnie James Dio died of cancer yesterday at age 67. Told host Bob Andelman how he was preparing for retirement. Just bought a building in Los Angeles, and it was a building that was owned by Charlie Chaplin. It's going to be a soundstage for videos. It would have been. Yeah. So check out the Lost Interview, man. It's on air right now. I don't know who the hell Ronnie James Dio is, but shouts out to him, man. And your boy Captain Smells So Good, man. Back off of vacation from the 10,000 show vacation. You know, 10,000 shows, you know what I'm saying? Well, 10,000 people listening to this show so far, man. And stream blessed, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord, for all the fans and supporters out there, you know what I'm saying, that's enjoying the show. And this is My Health, Your Health. And where the hell do Mexicans work Monday? You hear with the mariachi music in the background, you know what I'm saying? Try to figure out, man, you know, we're going to get into some good talk today in a couple of minutes. But, you know, you got just a crazy question to think to yourself. You know what I'm saying? When the hell do you see Mexicans working at? You know, have you ever walked in a Kmart and seen a Mexican working in Kmart? Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Now, the only one fuck about I do see is Walmart. And if you notice things about Walmart, Walmart is motherfucking segregated like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Nothing to be, I guess, racial or anything, but you got different areas you go into, you know what I'm saying? We have you can go into what we call the Black Walmart, and you go in here, it's a bunch of ethnic, it's just total different products. And then you come out there where I stay at, which is predominantly white area, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole different motherfucking thing of products, line of products. And then you go over to the area with Hispanics and Mexicans and Cubans, and they have a whole different line of products. I mean, they got shit imported from Mexico in the goddamn Walmarts. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm wondering what the fuck do they work at, though. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen a motherfucking Mexican work at Taco Bell. I've never seen a Mexican work at goddamn Burger King, Wendy's, Pollo Tropical, goddamn it. Shit. Trying to think. A fucking Jiffy Lube. I ain't never had a Mexican change my goddamn oil. Give me a tune-up, unless I went to, you know, a little private. Now, one thing about Mexicans and Cubans, they'll come down here and open up their own little mechanic shops, you know what I'm saying, and they get it on their own, get it how they live. You got motherfuckers coming down here and open up the little buses on the side of the road and selling the little chilitos and burritos and all that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying, off the carts. But you do not see no goddamn Mexicans working in the movie theaters. When did you ever went to the movie theater? Drive in and walk in and see Mexican. Hello, my name is Felipe. Welcome to Cinema 5. Here's your ticket. Tonight's showing is Snake on the Plains. Oh man, we have one. We have a special for tonight. We have one at the counter. He has Cholitos. We have burritos, and we have charros, and soda. Ah, man, let's go again. Yeah, my wisdom tooth is growing. And I got all mine. Thank you, military. I've got all mine taken out. Yeah, that is real. Like a little midget, Mexican midget. My bad. Yeah, they did have a Mexican. They had a Mexican in the movies. Yeah, that's right. on Fantasy Island and shit. You know what I'm saying? Master, they playing. Get your little punk ass. What the hell kind of role was that? You know what I'm saying? Fucking midget Mexican, fucking midget Mexican talking about the goddamn playing the plane. Yeah, that looking sporty though. You know what I'm saying? Had a little white suit on and shit. You know what I'm saying? Looks like a little cue ball and shit. I'm going to pull my stick out and hit his ass in the head. The plane. Get your ass out of here. What the fuck is going on? So that's what we doing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call up my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Goofy Bone, because I know everybody wondering where the fuck he at. Well, this some bitch is the first Mexican I ever heard of that's got a goddamn delivery job. And, yeah, I figured they'd be a little leery giving him a delivery job with his background and everything. But, hey, he must be working at non-pharmaceutical places. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what we're going to be doing. And if you're reading the headlines, man, you know, the headlines make you so fucking sick. And I'm going to say this every fucking day that I'm on this show. This goddamn oil spill is not just man-made, but it's not a mistake. It's not a hoax either. You know what I'm saying? But it's a real detrimental environmental problem, which these motherfuckers are predicting in a couple of minutes. If they go ahead and leave that shit, you know, uncapped long enough, that shit gonna come down and fuck up the Florida Keys. Now, if it fucks up the Florida Keys, you gotta think about the whole summer loan that's finna come up. The whole tourist season finna be jacked up. Nobody can't go to the beach, which, you know, don't fuck with black people. We ain't at the beach no way. But, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna fuck up people coming down. It's gonna fuck up tourism. You know what I'm saying? New Yorkers and everybody else coming down here that wanna go to the beach for the summertime. Daytona, all that shit's gonna be affected. All that shit's gonna be fucked up. Who gonna wanna go to the beach with mud balls rolling up on the goddamn beach? You know what I'm saying? You're not finna take your kid out there. You ain't gonna wanna walk along the beach seeing some shit like that. So it's a real big major impact, man. But like I say, the shit doesn't happen. The shit happened back in 1979, you know what I'm saying, June 1979, and it took till March 30th, 1980 to cap the shit. They spilled out over 3 million barrels of oil, you know what I'm saying, and that was on the rig called the Ixtoc, the Ixtoc 1, I-X-T-O-C-1. And look that up on Wikipedia.com. It's public information. And if you read the fucking headlines today, they are saying the same gay-ass fucking lies that they said in 1979. The hydrocarbons built up, causing the explosion of the well walls, which made the, man, bullshit. And the countermeasures, you know what I'm saying, they capped the shit. They had countermeasures where they capped it, and it's a fix to the problem, you know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers is really just not trying to fix the problem, you know what I'm saying? And it's a major issue. So, you know, I called BP, you know what I'm saying, talked to some ignoramus who didn't know what the fuck was going on. And then I planned on calling some motherfucking about it. I forgot who the hell it is. Some major person that's supposed to be in operation with the shit that's going on. So y'all give me just a second, man. I'm be looking at these numbers. And then, well, first of all, let's make a quick call. Y'all hold on.
You have reached mailbox number 408590.
All right. That'll work. Shouts out to the Jackal, man. You know what I'm saying? We got some Jackal up in this motherfucker. And I got to take a quick break. You know what I'm saying? Got to make a economical break real quick. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come back into it. Trying to call Mr. Goofy Bone. Trying to find out, man. You know, this is My Health, Your Health Monday. And also, you know what I'm saying, where the hell do Mexicans work at? You know what I'm saying? I don't mean just in the goddamn strawberry fields, you know what I'm saying, picking oranges and shit. Or running their own fruit stand on the side of the goddamn road. You know, or running a little taco bus. you know. But this is the Jackal, man. We're going to get into it real quick, and then we're going to come right back with some more tracks. You know what I'm saying? It's My Health, Your Health Monday. Where the Mexicans work, man. Hit me up, 347-237-5125, man. We live. That's real.
See now, I'm back. I'm here. I'm that. It's clear. Come on. Yo, 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 yo. This is hip hop, homie, and the phone so true. I need you. I bleed you. I got my head around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they would have asked and I would have told, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well. Down this rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build the rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries in terms of respect. Now, everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it, you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to churn, pages to turn, fist to flame. Now, love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lately, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy, or maybe I'm saying, yo, Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in sight, G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim for. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they would have asked and I would have told, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop, homie, and it's all so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hand around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach, club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money, this is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just pull out the hit. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip hop ain't dead. Some new logic for your hands, the Jackal. See now, let's go.
Now if they would have asked and I would have told, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop, homie, and it's all so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hand around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too.
Real hip hop feeling.
my thing with this thing. See now.
Alright, well, you might have known what the hell I was saying if I wasn't goddamn muted. Alright, check it out, y'all. We're going to call the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is spawned off of the United States Department of Commerce. How the fuck is that all related? Let me see, this damn staff directory and shit. Cause I don't want to just talk to no goddamn any fucking body. Let's see, login is not required. I don't know. I don't know. Talk to the fucking president. Shit. Who the fuck is the president? This motherfucker. For help, contact administrative divisions. .gov. No, I ain't trying to do that. I don't talk to mine directly. Let's see what the fuck the NOAA says. I ain't trying to call the, they got a media contact. The one thing I've been finding out, people, is don't call the fucking media contact. That does no good. Once they find out that you with the goddamn media, they gonna motherfucking be on their P's and Q's. What you do is call and say, I'm just a concerned citizen, you know what I'm saying? Or call NOAA locator. I don't want that. Request for pubs, information, media, communications, past weather. I don't want that. Nautical charts. I don't want none of that. Alright. What the fuck is all of this? Somebody find me a good number, people. Find me a good number for NOAA. And, alright. Y'all check out the new mixtape coming up by the Jackal's Head. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Prophet Jackal himself. It's got a lot of features on there, actually. One of those with that track they just played with C Nile, you know what I'm saying, going down real big. Representing hip hop at its finest, man. This is what we do up in here, you know what I'm saying? And all my true hip hop heads out there know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? When we get into some real shit. So let me find a good number, man. We'll come right back after this. This is Will. I get it in. I'm coming right back at you. My Help Your Health Monday and Where Do Mexicans Work? Trying to figure this shit out. Cap smells so good, you ride down the starship, smell it fried.
Do what I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me. Best believe I get it in. I get it in. I get it in. When I step up in the booth, I get it in. I get it in. I get it in.
I'm a fucking MC.
Yo, I'm going in. Motherfucking dinner time. I'm bringing heat to a track like it's summertime. You lames overstressing, but me I'm feeling fine. Cause I don't wanna race and you ain't touch the finish line. Fuck a hater, he can suck a dick if he play me. Trippin', I have to crack a bottle like Shady. Rappers think I'm crazy cause we ain't in the same space. Hoes think I'm bougie cause we ain't got the same taste. But I'ma get it, my flow is too exquisite. Got a one track mind, so it's money in my vision. You a trick, that's fine. Sugar daddy to them bitches, but I gotta get a meal. But they put me in the trenches. My brother television. I'm headed to the top. I ain't fucking with no snitches. They fucking with the cops. So it's back to the spot just to get it how I live. They call me an old soul, cause I tell it how it is. If you gon' go hard, nigga, I'ma go harder. Lames can't stand me, cause I'm a shit starter. I get up on the track and beat it up in heaven, screaming like, like Bobby V and Mr. Carter. Something like Charter. Cause dirty I'm everywhere. You can make it rain. Go and throw your money in the air. But I'ma stack it up. My hoes, they gon' back it up. I'm coming for that number one spot. I ain't slacking up. They see me blowing up because I got a master plan. I once was down, but now I'm bouncing back like rubber bands. I'm in the midst of haters, but still I'm in demand. To be the hottest rap nigga that is known to man. So what you haters saying is music will never change. It ain't no room for a spitter like me in the game. They wanna dance to the music and her ringtones. Do the stanky leg or kiss me through the camera phone. But fuck that, man, it's time to put them hammers on. Beastin' in the game like I'm
straight up off the Amazon. I'm so far, damn gone, like I'm Drizzy Drake. So when you hear them 808, to come that heartbreak. I got my car straight, pussy, you are all late. I'm about to fuck the game, but this shit is foreplay. And I'ma do it my way. So don't be surprised when this young nigga say, say I do what I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me. Best believe I get it in. I get it in. I get it in. When I step up in the booth, I get it in. I get it in. I get it in.
I'm a fucking MC.
I say I do what I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me.
I'm a fucking MC.
Yeah, right there, Mr. Will. I get it in. All right, check this out, because I get it in too, goddammit. Y'all know what I'm saying? Y'all fuck with the wrong one. So what we're finna do now, we're finna call up Dr. Jane Lubchenco, who was, what was this? Where is it at? Where is it at? Where's her stats at? She has some stats on her. She's under the office of the Undersecretary Administrator. Hold on just a second. Let me find out where the fuck did I get that information from. It don't fucking matter. I got your goddamn name. Let's give her a call, people. Hold on.
Good afternoon, the Undersecretary's office. This is Pat.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Dr. Jane Lubchenco.
She's in a meeting right now. May I take a message for her, please?
Actually, no. I'm just I was just directed her. I've been getting a lot of runarounds with different phone numbers. I'm a college student, and I'm actually doing a research on the oil spill.
Uh-huh.
And I've been asking just different questions. So the last contact I've been given is to contact her. So I don't know if I need to leave will I get a call back if I leave a message on my machine?
Yeah, probably. I'll get someone to call you back. What is your name?
Okay. My name is David.
David?
Yes.
And what's the last name?
It's Brown. David Brown.
Brown. And
yes.
David, what is your phone number?
Area code is 813. You can call me at my house number. 749-7309. Yeah, 7303.
Okay, 749-7303.
Yes.
And that's area code 813?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you have questions on the oil spill?
Yes, ma'am. Just general questions. I'm actually on Wikipedia.com, and I'm just taking different notes, and one of the notes popped up, Mrs. Lubchenco's information. So being that she's an ecologist, I figure she would be a good contact person to speak with.
Okay. So what city and state are you calling me?
Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. All right. I will put that there. Okay. So I have someone to call you back, Mr. Brown.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, sure. All right.
Okay. Yeah, you motherfucker won't get my real name. Shit. Everybody want to be in fucking meetings, man. Y'all get the hell out of meetings. What kind of shit is that? Motherfucking meetings. Meet these, goddammit. No, people, my name is not David Brown, all right? I didn't want to tell a DJ, and then she'd be like, well, I thought you were just a college student doing research. Yeah. But now what I'm also finna do is some real slicky dick shit, right? I'm finna hit her up on the email. See, y'all got me fucked up. So what I'm finna do is email her ass the same information, you know what I'm saying, that I provided to everyone else. And if I didn't drop the link and you all didn't get a chance to check it out, matter of fact, hold on, I'm gonna do that for you just a second. Let me pull out my Gmail here. And if you don't got Gmail, people, I would recommend it. Gmail, if you're trying to send a bunch of emails at one time, Gmail is the shit. I can send out over 500 motherfuckers at one click, and to me, that's the shit. I'm trying to see if anybody's going to motherfucking, okay, it's, I need a new, all right, I need to make a new mail, all right, new mail. I'm going to send a mail, there we go, compose a mail message to Mrs. Jane Luchenko, subject is oil spill, and this info is public record and shows this event already happened over 25 years ago and counter measures are known. Wondering why these measures have not been implemented and not been implemented for stopping the leak. Please see attached info for more details. Now, what I just did was, I'm finna show you exactly what I'm finna send to. I'm finna send the same shit that you guys can go and check. I'm finna go and, hold on just a second. I'm finna go. Damn it, man. What the fuck is going on? Fucking shit. All right, here we go. Here we go. Bam. Goddamn chick. She don't want to answer a mother phone. This is all going to send ass links and everything else. You got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. All right. And I'm going to send you the whole goddamn... shit. Cause these bitches keep talking about something else. This is the first largest oil spill in history. Hell no, this shit ain't the first. This shit ain't the first, second, third, or fourth. You know what I'm saying? We just fucked up. And how many times these bitches been over history been poisoning your goddamn water slowly but surely, man? And keep talking about it's a goddamn accident. All right. Buy that for a dollar. All right. Let me copy and paste some of this shit, man. And I got to do a call on, I got to do a recall, too, on the other guy. Hold on one second, people. Let me beam somebody up in real quick. Before I send this email off to Dr. Jane Luchenko. And if she does call, I will definitely, talk to her first and get her little side up. And then she's willing to come on the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call her ass back and then bring her action on the show. So, let me go ahead and beam up the unmarked caller, and let's see what's popping, you know what I'm saying? All right, caller, you're live, hello. Blog Talk fucking up again. Yeah, they are. All right, people, we got this network fucking up, so... We got to do a hard beam, you know what I'm saying? Hard beam, everybody hold your ears. We got to do a hard beam. Here we go. One, two, three, hold your ears, goddammit.
Oh,
all right, I warned you.
Oh, snap.
All right, there we go, hard beam. Hola, como es tacos?
Man. Oh, man, los tacos están en el casa del perro.
Something with a dog and a dog. Please.
What's up, Captain?
What's up, Jack? What's going on, brother?
chilling, man. I have to call in. Thank you for playing my tracks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Now you like I was saying when you came in, I was trying to be specific because you sent me a bunch of tracks off of the other mixtape, but the other tracks got too much commercial music for me.
Yeah, that's from a mixtape I put out a couple years ago called The Legends Remix, which was a bunch of like artist stuff in the hip hop industry that I like that I remixed their verses.
Where's your original material? Where is like just you?
Oh, well, you heard that Senile track. I have a bunch of stuff. I have a CD coming out in Independence Day. It's all me. It's called Live Independence
what
Day.
What I got? I got Soul Eye.
That's one of the tracks from the Legends remix.
Okay, this is Hip Hop. That's the one with Senile and then Walk the Block.
Right.
I got all three
that's
of
another
them.
One me and that's another one me and some of my crew members here.
Say K through Desa. What the hell is that?
Say it again.
Say K to Desa. You know I'm reading some shit in the damn. I don't motherfucking know. I'm just reading shit as I go.
I don't know, but Jamie is not Hispanic, so I think he's messing that one up.
He
likes
El Cholip Chalupa to you.
There you go.
Let me ask you something, man, because you see that we're going to get to run around. What is the best way to fucking call people, man, without trying to be, I guess, incognito in a sense? You know what I'm saying? But not directly lying to them.
You're right. Everybody, like, you know, gives that excuse that they're in a meeting. There's a lot of meetings.
It's like, what the fuck? You don't talk to concerned citizens and shit. I don't have to be from the media. I'm just a goddamn concerned citizen. They want to know what the fuck going on.
Yep.
And we're getting the fucking runaround, people. You see it. You hear it here first. But what I'm sending this chick right here, she's supposed to be an ecologist hired by the Obama administration, right? And so since she's supposed to be the leading or whoever the fuck, you know, then I'm trying to figure out. Because that dude, when I called, you know what I'm saying, when I called BP on Thursday, when I called the BP and the dude was talking about something, oh, I didn't know about that. I'm going to look into it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't believe he did.
Yep.
You know, but I also sent all this shit off to the damn news agencies. So why in the hell, at least down here in Florida, we still ain't heard nothing. You know what I'm saying? You heard nothing about, there's a possible, you know what I'm saying, way to fix the leak. It's countermeasures already. You know what I'm saying? It's countermeasures.
Yep.
And all that shit already set in place. So why in the fuck, you know, it's
well, you
not.
Know, Jamie was getting into that on his show the other night. It's all about money, man. It's all about them trying to find a way to make money off of the leak, regardless of the fact that it's already, you know, kind of messing up the environment out there. They're going to find a way to recapture that oil and sell it anyway and make money off of it. So they're trying to stay quiet about everything until they do what they're doing. That's the thing I could figure out. And it's all a money issue. It's really all it is. All these folks all about it.
You see them right now talking about they got a boat that's been pumping 42,000 gallons of oil. So that means y'all trying to, you know, steal oil on the side and shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers coming in trying to just steal oil on the side. Unmarked, you know what I'm saying? Unearmarked oil. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get all these little barrels before we cap it up, store all of our oil up, you know what I'm saying? Stock up our resources, and then we'll go ahead and you know what I'm saying, cap it up again. Which is what I believe they did 25 years ago.
Yep. Which, if you know about the environment, if they just capped it up and left it alone, the environment will take care of that oil by itself.
The basic thing of it is, you know, what you just did was poke the hole in the earth. It's just like poking a hole in our bodies. You know what I'm saying? It's bleed.
Yep.
You know, and you can't put no Band-Aid on it, but you can heal it with itself. This is what the countermeasures, what they did. They took the same goddamn mud off of the goddamn ocean floor that they dug up the first time and then forcibly pumped that shit back into the hole and sealed the goddamn hole up.
Yep.
I mean, where's the no-brainer in that? If you had to remove all this goddamn mud and sediment just to get to the oil, put the shit back.
Yep. And you know what? Angel's making a good point. They're going to claim that they're running out of oil since they can jack up the prices because of this.
Well, I mean, but just like I talked to when we talked to the guy from Transocean, and he said it has nothing to do with the amount of boats coming into the port. It's all about the ports not being able to reach the refineries and the oil not being able to get refined. He said that's what's going to cause the price of the shit to jack up. And what is happening? If you got oil all slicked across the oceans, the goddamn boats can't get to the fucking ports. That is the motherfucking shit that the excuse that they use it. But then also they sit out here talking about they putting chemicals in the water to disperse it. The same goddamn chemical that you putting in here to disperse the oil is also killing the goddamn wildlife, killing the fish, killing all the half of the birds, and also is going to affect your fucking water along the way. All right, I don't give a shit what they trying to say or don't say. Your ass is better stock up on motherfucking fresh water.
Yep.
You better stock up on fucking fresh water. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm stocking up on my water. You feel me? I'm every fucking week I'm buying two goddamn things while you can now. Water is $4 for a goddamn 24 pack, or you can go to like the little wholesale warehouse and get the 35 pack for $5. I'm telling you people, you better fucking stock up. Cause once this shit hits the fan and they're gonna turn around talking about something, exactly. Summertime is coming. You feel me? They did this exactly at summertime, and really, last time it happened was in June, and it took till March to cap the shit right before goddamn summertime hit. March, okay, boom. Then you got into April. In May, April brought the goddamn rain, which brings showers and shit, which carried the goddamn water to wherever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Because that's when, our storms and shit picked up, which carried the water to wherever it wanted to go, you know what I'm saying? And then you turned around with May to dry it out, and now it's trying to, you know what I'm saying, shit is trying to grow, but it's trying to grow through oil-stained water. All wildlife. I mean, beach goers, you know what I'm saying? Who wants to go to the beach and see clumps of mud on the goddamn beach?
Yeah. It's disgusting what's going on with BP, man. It really is. It's atrocious. And you know what? It's why more and more we got to move out of using oil as our main source of energy. We just got to move out of using that. We got to find a different source of energy that doesn't kill the planet like this.
Man, EPAB China. EPAB China, goddamn. Yep. Ask the goddamn Chinamans how the fuck they ain't driving around all goddamn day on gas and shit. How the fuck they got a fucking a little battery-operated car, I believe that's in Japan, where the car is under, you can buy the car for like $9,000 cash straight up, and the bitch run straight on just electric power, go up over 50-something miles an hour, and the bitch hold a charge like, I don't know, 12 hours or some crazy shit. But regardless, it's a past solution for getting raped by these motherfuckers here.
Yep, I agree.
And they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep poking holes around the Gulf of Mexico, which I'm telling you people is killing all the natural resources that Mexico has to depend on.
Yep.
I mean, it's not just drinking water. You feel me? It's not just drinking water. If you're trying to run, if you got a windmill that's running off of natural water, you know what I'm saying? When they run the water through the goddamn thing and it spins around and it turns the actual the windmill. I forgot what the hell that shit is called, like a Ferris wheel.
Wind turbine.
Yeah. Okay. But if you got oil slick water, what is it going to do?
Yeah.
It's going to jam up your goddamn your turbine thing. It's going to jam up your Ferris wheel. So it's not just in the drinking water. I mean, I'm talking about all the way along the line. Motherfuckers who want to go out into the Gulf and go fishing, you're not. You bitches is going to now, after they fix that shit, now it's an environmental risk for you to go out there and fish, which you're probably going to make it against the law. Well, we've had an environmental disaster, so you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be any fishing allowed. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man. But hey, people,
man, you hit it right on the head when you said they're draining the planet out of its blood, basically. That's what oil is.
They're trying to kill the planet. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
they're trying to kill it from underneath, up above, And in between with us just walking around on this motherfucker, shitting and pissing on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's real fucked up, man. We in a real fucked up situation. Would you wonder why, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers is trying to find a way to get off the planet. I mean, it's not that the planet is fucked up. It's that they are intentionally experimenting with this shit. And just in case we do something that we can't reverse, you know what I'm saying, we need to have a backup plan and another motherfucker solution to be able to survive. You know, but believe me, people, for every action is option to equal reaction. And we are part of this planet. Every human being is a part of this planet. So if this planet dies, we all going to die with it. Or a piece of us is going to die with it.
Yep. Yeah, they ain't going to stop until this becomes like Mad Max's world, just a dry world. And if you take all the oil out of the world, that's going to kill the environment, period. So you're going to end up with a dry planet because that oil
it's not oil, it's blood. You're taking the blood out of the planet.
Yeah, it is the blood. Yeah. Yep.
You're taking the blood out of the planet. And you motherfuckers have been doing this shit. I can't even put a number to how long you've been doing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I leave, boy. It makes you upset, though. It really does, man. But, my thing is, like this email that I just sent out, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I'm sending it out to every fucking body who really wants to try to receive it. You know what I'm saying? And because not enough people know about it. You know what I'm saying? And until enough people actually find out what the fuck is going on, you know, shit. I don't know, man. It ain't going to be no solution. But all I'm going to do is keep fucking calling people, spamming people. You know what I'm saying? And that's it, man. Somebody going to talk to me. I ain't with that fuck shit. And my next thing is to call an attorney and shit. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk to an attorney to see, you know, well, if this shit already happened before, then well, what kind of motherfucking claims can we get? All right? So, y'all, hold on. I'm coming right back at you real quick. Answer my phone and shit.
Yo, niggas are phony, frontin' like they master ceremonies. None of you suckers are even remotely close to me. To be nice, I sacrifice things like no sleep. I keep alive, brother, your lyrics are microfiche, creating concepts so deep. Niggas quote me, they rewind and interpret my rhymes to they homies. I've advanced beyond your flows eons ago. It's inevitable in 98 I'ma blow. Ever since 84 I've been in it to win it. But see, back then we used to battle by spinning on the cement. You can't even absorb the rhymes I record or resolve the deep laws of the physics involved. I travel to the end of the universe and beyond. Parsec out of range from a cellular star tech from the galaxy of Andromeda. I puzzle niggas like crop circles, another unexplained phenomenon. Hey, yo,
all my calls, man, y'all Hold tight. This is My Help Your Health and Where the Mexicans Work Monday. Live in the building with your host. Captain Smells So Good. Y'all already know. Roll on.
If I'm gonna rob, I'ma rob all night. If I'm looking for something, it's probably a fight. If I'm going for bitches, then they better be tight. If that's dead, then the head better be right. If I got to play, I'ma play till I win. If I got to be here, can't wait to begin. Wanna fuck shorty, can't stand shorty friends. Cause honey friend fuck many, many men. Stay with the raps, cause the raps is real. Wanna fuck, then we fuck, already know the deal. Fuck what you look like, just show the real. And I keep a spot that we can go to chill. I love my get down for the hoes. Only reason I come around is for the hoes. Pipe work, I lay it down for the hoes. Hit them off with that dark brown, you know?
You spineless, bombless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see the hip hop is never tarnished. So
how shall I plead? Forever thugging on a quest to get G's running from enemies. Ever since the days of a speed, I'm under pressure. The stressor had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Much too paranoid to blink. Wonder why the police don't want to see me stacking G's. They after a player, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the nicotine. I can't sleep, close my eyes and see wicked things. I keep my pistol by my bedside. One in the chamber, preoccupied with homicide. My life's in danger, rolling down the 405. Wearing strangers, hand on my 45, that's what the fame does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know it till I'm gone. From out the gutter where the jealous motherfuckers roam. Pass the weed, let that energy get to me before the penitentiary.
You spineless, bombless, niggas is heartless. Hey yo, I came to see the hip hop was never tarnished.
I was sent here to save the game. Cause nowadays, shy niggas is fucking lame. Same shit, different song. Don't matter the artist, the lyrically and shit going on. These motherfuckers rely on a good beat to sell. Cause truth is, man, they can't read or write well. So, they do what they do and I ain't hitting, but I know the truth. These homo niggas, man, they only gon' plat. Cause half of these niggas in the hood now, they smoke crack. Man, don't make me snatch the crown of the artist who claims to be the king of rap. Come on, fucking get your niggas to talk back. One word player, and it's goodbye. Bye-bye, see ya later, nigga. See, I'm still tryna make a dollar out of 15 cents. Gotta get rich without trying like 50 cents. And if you try to stop me from getting mine, I'm putting a few shows in your spine. It's me, the Jack, with a king of New York Five Prime.
The Jackal. What's going on now, real big man? This is My Health, Your Health, and Where Do Mexicans Work Monday? Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize, and I got something special for y'all, man. I got a bona fide Mexican. Yeah, I had him imported from California. Ah, man, this is my motherfucking dog, Mr. Goofy Bow, man. Let me bring everybody back up in here. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Jackal. Mr. Goofy Bow.
Oh, that live, I'm cool.
I'm live.
And the viewers throughout the world. And when we say the world,
we mean the world.
Hey,
man, I got Mr. Jackal on the line, another artist, you know what I'm saying, representing that true hip hop.
What's his name?
The Jackal.
Jackal.
Actually, the Prophet Jackal, to be exact. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, shout out to the Jackal.
What up, Goofy Bone?
What's up, homeboy? How you doing?
What up, homie?
Now I'm just representing. You know, I'm live in Northern California. I got a job now, so, you know, Mexican ain't. Well, I know, I'm still slanging my shit, but I mean, you know, gotta have a front. Because if you don't have a front, the cops will have an investigation on your ass. So
cops going front
up. Mexican working, so they leave my wetback ass alone. But shit.
Now let me ask you something, man, because today is my health, your health, and where do Mexicans work Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out, Mexicans don't work at Taco Bell, they don't work at Burger King, they don't work at Wendy's, they don't work at KFC, they don't work at churches, they don't work at Chuck E. Cheese, goddammit, so where the fuck do Mexicans work at?
Hey, check this out. They work at Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Late night shift. This late
what
night
the fuck
shift.
Is that?
Jack in the Box.
A yak in the box.
Jack in the Box.
A yak in the box.
Oh, you gotta say how Mexican say it. You gotta say how Mexican.
A yak. Yeah, a yak in the
yak
box.
In the box.
So check this out. Check this out. You could also find your local Mexican at any big office building doing the janitorial stuff because.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Master of the Custodial Order. You'd have a damn show.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Okay,
anyway,
so, yeah.
So those of y'all who are paying attention in motherfucking outer space land, be on the lookout for the rise and the fall of the Mexican Psycho coming out June 5th in Northern California and hopefully in a fucking record store near you.
Worldwide.
Oh yeah, I already
contacted. So, I mean, what?
I'm a European distributor, cause a friend of mine, and I'm not gonna put no names out there, but he did the European distributor. This motherfucker's making some guap, and I mean some cash. Cold, hot, sweaty, dirty cash. This motherfucker's doing it. So hey, fuck it.
Well, like I've been telling my, you know, Janu, and you can listen to my shows from way the fuck back when I first started, that, you know what I'm saying, even when I was over in Germany and used to go into, like, the German malls and shit, all you seen was American music, but I mean, the shit was, these motherfuckers is buying the shit.
Mm-hmm.
They can't speak it. they really don't even understand it, but they jam into the shit. They like the beat, you feel me? They like the, you know, American beats. And that's a lot of motivation for them to be behind their, you know what I'm saying, listening to the music.
Well, anyways, if y'all wondering who the fuck I am, you could Google Goofy Bone, and I'll pop up. You might see some haters who hate on me. They're from...
Wait, let me stop you.
Oh.
Let me stop you.
Oh,
this is one of our counterparts' great friends right here.
Who?
Mr. Jackal. And I had to put him up on game about our dealings with our Milgate Walkie homeboy.
Where's he from?
No. He ain't got nothing to do with them. He just happened to know them. You know what I'm saying? He happens to
be
a friend.
Oh, well,
and,
hey.
So I had to warn him, you know, don't mention our name.
You don't have to warn him.
Because
the real motherfucker will know the real motherfucking truth. If you got fucking 10 minutes to spare to talk about some other motherfucker from God knows where on the other side of the motherfucking world, then obviously you're a hater. Now, I don't spend my time wasting up on them. Obviously, I dissed them, and that was it. I'm done. But, hey, this motherfucking Petey fucking little tiny man Green still emails me on Facebook saying, hey, bitch, I was just checking in to see how you doing. And he sends me a link acting like I'm going to sit there and fucking go through his shit. Sorry, guys. I got a job now.
Well, like I told my man Spelly, you know, Petey Green is the homie, but I don't get involved in other people's beef.
Come on, man. I don't be wearing it if you ain't repping it.
Anyways, I got to go, but I wanted to call in real quick, Smelly, because I got to do a delivery right now. But Jackal, stay up, stay true, and the world's got enough haters, so don't join the bandwagon. Just motherfucking be yourself, make that money, and flip off the haters. That's all I can say. But Smelly, I got to get back at you later, because I'm going to send you a box full of CDs so you can go ahead and make some cash, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, do what we do. You already know what time it is. Yeah, and I'm going to be sending you some of his music, too. You know what I'm saying? From the Jackal.
Yeah,
so.
Jackal, where you from, homeboy?
Yeah, from down south Miami, dog. I grew up in Cali, though, man. I grew up there for like 8-9 years.
Okay, Miami, whereabouts in Miami?
Down in the Homestead area, man. I'm all the way down in by the Keys and shit. I'm originally from Cuba, though. I was born in Cuba, grew up in Cali, man.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, everybody. Yeah. Well, Mexican got to go work, so if y'all want to know what a Mexican's doing, he's delivering.
And it ain't that other product, people. It's not that other product, okay? You know, you got to be specific, brother. You got to be specific. You know what I'm saying?
We heard a little clicking. I know we offend some of them, but it's a pleasure to meet you.
That's real.
That's all my Mexican, my Blaxican homeboy.
Come on, man.
All right. Let me beam up and beam off all at the same time, people. Here we go. Yeah, that's 408 San Jose, California. Now we got the Netherlands up in the building, Mr. Satnai.
Hey, yo, what up?
What's happening? Welcome to, Wrecking the Game Entertainment, Wrecking the Game Radio. Now, the clicking sound, people, y'all just heard the... That's my grinder. I was trying to get the last little bit of dust at the bottom of that motherfucker. You know, I'm at the last blood of the day and shit. So, you know, I'm trying to scrape everything up out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Got
the last blunt of the entire day.
Well,
sad.
Yeah, man. You know.
Oh man.
The early day. That's depressing, you
know. Yeah, man. Well, honestly, though, I've been finding out. You know, I had to kind of curb my smoking habits, man, because I fuck around, be and I hit one blunt at the beginning of the show and. Hit another one by the end of the show. I hit about 4 or 5 blunts and that shit. I ain't making it out the house by another 4 or 5 hours. You know what I'm saying? shit.
That sounds like a typical day in the night for me.
I tell you, man, that shit, dude, wow, it catches up on you. That's why I had to take a 10,000 show vacation, people. I know y'all like, where the fuck I was at for Friday and Saturday, but, you know, shit. It's about to get burnt out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm about to get burnt out, man. So, check this out, people. You know, it's 28 minutes. Y'all already know it's my health, your health. We're drinking bad water. The water's fucked up. We got Mexicans delivering and shit. You know that's scary when Mexicans get legal jobs delivering and shit. You know what I'm saying? You're telling me I can get paid and still do my delivery? Shit. That is the American way.
The American dream.
What? That is, goddamn, nigga, I might even go get me a pizza job so I can get my grind on. You know what I'm saying? Pizza Hut delivery. Oh, nah, this ain't the pizza, though. This ain't the pizza. You know what I'm saying? Shit. All right, people. Give y'all a little update, man. Fucking Jane Lubchenco doesn't want to call her brother back. You know what I'm saying?
Lube.
Put you some of bitches in the headlines then. How about that? Yeah. All right, people, it's time for the nutty news, man. Side 9, how's it doing over there in the Netherlands, brother?
Cold and wet. I want summer, and I want it now.
How the hell y'all shit ain't started yet? I don't get
yeah,
that. I
know you don't know what I'm talking about when you live in Florida, but, oh, man, come here for a year. Oh, you've been to Germany?
Well, I mean, I liked it, Germany, though. I came to Germany, right, it was getting warm when I got there. It was just getting warm, and then it was, like, just getting cold when I was getting up out of there. But, I don't know, it was good weather to me. I don't know, I guess, you know.
Well, I'll go back in the wintertime and, tell me if you enjoy temperatures below freezing temperature.
Damn. Well, yeah, I ain't fuck with that.
It sounds like fun, but really it's not.
It's
you know
not.
What I'm saying? Like, I'll be there. Never.
Well,
I'm on my way.
If you do come
over there in spirit,
let me know and I'll show you the sights. And you know what sights I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, you already know. I'm down there. I'm coming getting with my new shoes on, too. You know, I got some new shoes from the Netherlands.
You got new shoes from the Netherlands?
I pay top dollar for these incredible high-technology polyester shoes to walk around the mall and shop for more sports equipment I won't play sports in. I need to get more from life, much more. I need to get high, really high, high on air. Oh, yeah, these Air-ish shoes really pump up. That's right. You can now buy some air. The science of sports and marketing results in a shoe that pumps. Sounds silly to you? What if we told you that Air's Pump Up would improve your game by 300%?
But I don't have a game.
You gotta have a game. Be a winner.
Pump up and slam dunk.
Oh, yeah.
God, the size of your shoes.
You'll shave seconds off your personal best.
Oh, yeah. You mean I can whack off even more times a day?
Absolutely! Probably 5 times more! Because you'll be walking on air! You'll feel so much more athletic after pumping up your shoes, you'll automatically lose weight and feel high-tech! Just like the sports stars! You are a star!
Now you're a winner with air in his shoes.
Now I can reach for the stars! I've pumped up my ego.
Pump it up with Eric.
Get your game on with Aris Pump Up Shoes. You could get them at any shoe palace near you, or you can
find them
at Mervyn's exclusive.
He's lying.
Just for you.
Of course he's lying, people. If you guys go looking at Urban's, looking for some goddamn Aris Pump Up Shoes, they're probably going to laugh at you really, really hard. Yeah.
Hot Sex Magazine, KCGT, and Knockout Entertainment presents
12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest Enoch Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd.
All brought to you by
Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
That's real. Now, that's a real commercial, people. You got to throw some bullshit in with the real shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure, make it a little interesting. And let's go ahead and get into it, man. This is nothing new today for about the next 20-something minutes, goddammit. Hold on, 10 minutes. That's probably going to be it. So, let's get a little nutty with it. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by nuttynewsoftheday.com. For all your wild, weird, crazy, and off-the-wall news, go check that shit out. And we bring you news from around the world, and I mean the world. Because we're over here in Hackettstown, New Jersey. What the fuck is that?
New Jersey.
Hackettstown. Yeah, I want to hack it in Hackettstown. If you can't hack it in Hackettstown. Oh, my bad. My bad. A little nerdy humor there, people.
You're hacking.
Yeah. You're hacking that joke. Okay.
You're hacking it to death.
Hey, when you just take jokes too far and shit, like, bro, you should have left that one, like, right there. You just took that too far. All right, man. College valedictorian. This is not interesting, but hey, proposes to boyfriend. What kind of nerd gay ass shit is that? Who the fuck cares?
Huh?
Anyway, New Jersey College valedictorian had a special graduation gift for her boyfriend. Yeah, a wedding proposal, which he accepted. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Goddamn. Moments after finishing her speech at the centenary college commencement, Emily Hawley called fellow graduate Josh Walker to the stage. She then popped the question, drawing loud roars from fellow graduates. I would have to say that is a new one to me. I've heard a lot of people doing some, strange shit.
Why not?
Seen that one.
Why
yeah,
not?
Never heard that one. Wow. And that's going to be super embarrassing when you stupid motherfuckers get married and in front of all your college kids, and then a year later, your son of a bitches is divorced because she's all worried about her goddamn career and shit. Your broke ass don't want to do nothing and shit. Now you're fucking divorced.
You know how that story's going to end up? With him putting a bullet in his head.
Yeah, hey. Or another Columbine shooting on campus. Yeah.
Yep.
Student goes back and sprays all of his... shoots all of his old school friends that attended his wedding. Motherfuckers. He sons of bitches. You turned me on to this fucking. You got all kind of words for females when you break up with them. You know what I'm saying? You fucking cut bastard. Bitch, whore, slut ass.
And they bring up shit that happened like years ago. Like, remember the time you prematurely ejaculated in me? I'm like, what?
Yeah, like.
5 years ago,
bitch. That was our first date. Like, goddamn. You know, I was trying to get used to some pussy. Like, damn, what happened? It was weird. Well, I got to talk to some women. You know what I'm saying? Then we have to do a show. I think I'm going to do that next Monday. We're going to do a show on memory, men versus women. Who remembers shit longer? You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. Let me see if we hit my bat line up. Hold on.
I did.
Damn, I'm actually get a call back. The bitch called me back. They doing some investigation, ooh, people. That's what they doing. These motherfuckers is investigating me, people. The goddamn Noah people who I just called, these bitches is, bitch just called me back. Tell me something, what college do you go to?
Oh, snap.
I told the bitch Hillsborough Community College, bitch, I'm in a junior college. Y'all won't try to link me up with no major university thinking I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? But they looking up they looking up the information. I know these motherfuckers trying to figure out, like, who the fuck really is this? Because just ain't no college student calling up with no motherfucking questions in regards to this goddamn oil spill. And definitely ain't calling no fucking Dr. Lubinchenko. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little too high in the rank to be, I think that's what I am. I'm a little, I done jumped too many, I done jumped the wrong step. And I'm at the top. I done shook somebody up because the bitch talking to something she needed for her notes and shit. Why the fuck are you taking notes when you just need to take a message and have the bitch call me back? But don't worry, people. When they call me back, I'm going to do a, I'm going to have my recorder on. I'm going to do a two-way call. So, shit. I,
now,
believe me.
Here's a question, though. Here's the thing, though. You gave him a very common name, David Brown. There might be some dude in that college named David Brown. If he comes up missing, you know why. Because you shook somebody up.
Hey. Hey. Trying to tell you, man. See yeah.
Y'all
hearing it here first. Hell nah. Y'all hearing it here first, man. Conspiracy at its best, man. Fuck it. It's all good. All right. Let's keep this motherfucker moving, man. Let's go on over here to Franklin, Vermont, where Homeland Security, yeah, your good old Homeland Security says, sell to us or we will take it. That sounds pretty much like the government. Yeah. The red brick house sits unassumingly on a sleepy back road where the lush farmlands of North Vermont roll quietly into Canada. This is the Morse's Line border crossing, a point of entry into the United States where more than 3 cars an hour constitute heavy traffic. Homeland Security intends to acquire 4.9 acres of borderland on a dairy farm owned for 3 generations by the Rainville family. The Rainvilles learned that if they refuse to sell the land for $39,500, the government intends to seize it by eminent domain. And that's a clause in the government, man, that's so fucked up. If they don't give you a chance, and this is some true shit. They will give you a chance to sell your shit, but even after that, they still going to come and take your shit, whether it's through foreclosure, whether it's through that motherfucking shit, talking about it, eminent domain. Eminent domain meaning we have to have this, and we have probable cause in order to take this property. We can show that if we take this property, you know what I'm saying, we can increase traffic use. We can, you know what I'm saying, increase revenues and all that. They're going to try to blow all of that smoke up your ass. But what they're doing is modern day just fucking thievery. Better watch yourselves, people. I don't know. I don't even know I don't know a solution to that. You know what I'm saying? Because when the government come knocking to your shit, man, hey, better just get the hell out of the way. All right, Tona Pop. What's that?
I got a sword if the government comes for me, man. I'm chopping motherfuckers in half.
Hey. I mean, you better be motherfucking Neo from the Matrix up in this motherfucker, cause shit, them bitches gonna keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. Shit, like them bitches are clones. All right, thanks again.
Got my sword of the Daywalker, my blade sword. I'll cut a motherfucker in two. Come for me, shit.
Man. Let's go on over here to Arizona, Tonopah, where Sheriff Joe. Yeah, bus cockfighting ring and 70 are put in jail. Well, that's what other thing other Mexicans do. They got them cockfight their ass off. They get them fucking chickens up in there and turn the motherfucking chicken to a deadly weapon on your ass. Scratch your fucking eyes out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's okay and shit. You see a motherfucker coming to, he coming to retaliate and shit. This bitch pull up to your house with a whole bunch of 10 chickens and shit. He kick your door open. He just throw 10 fighting chickens in your house and shit. Like, Take that, bitch. You pay my money next time. Close the door and shit. You got killer chickens all in your house and shit. Arr, arr. Tearing up shit, shitting all over the place. You walk in and get your ass tore up by motherfucking cockfighting chickens. Oh, that just come up with a really crazy story and shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn. An illegal cockfighting ring was busted in the West Valley, and Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio is taking this animal cruelty lightly. Excuse me. The fights were held in Tonopah near 385th Avenue in Southern, in case any of you guys want to go back and, get up on it, because you know once they shut them down, they're going to be right back. So, nearly 70 people were arrested, including 20 suspected illegal aliens. We do not give tickets out. We arrest them and put them in handcuffs, book them into our jail when they violate animal cruelty laws. Right. It wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that the majority of the cockfights have illegal aliens at them, would it? Yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar. Let's go on over here to the nuttiest place on the planet, people. I don't give a damn what y'all say. It's got to be the fucking UK. All right? The nuttiest goddamn place on the planet. It is, man. Fucking UK is goddamn nutty, man. The nuttiest headlines on the planet. Let me keep it simple like that, because people are like, it ain't nutty when we talk about the UK. Fuck that. Nutty shit going on over there, man. What the hell is going on? Like this here. How the you get fired on your day off? A man is killed by heat from cannabis farm.
Oh, shit. No way.
Come on. Was you that high?
What the hell?
You must have some good-ass plans, boy. A man has died in bed, after being overcome by the heat from cannabis farms set up inside his British home. Luke Holmes, 28, set up 3 foil-lined tents, each containing marijuana plants cultivated under a battery of halogen lamps. The powerful light sent the temperature in his home soaring to more than 38 degrees Celsius, which is 100 degrees Fahrenheit to us Americans.
Oh, man, come on, people. Check your fan system, please.
How in the fuck?
That's
but this
terrific.
Is what I'm saying. Even with that, you still isn't that still inadequate ventilation and shit? Because the place is supposed to be cool, right?
Yeah, the place is supposed to be cool around 25 degrees Celsius, and not the temperature.
So how the fuck do you? Yeah, how the hell did you even get? The, you don't know what the fuck you was doing.
He's an amateur. He didn't know what he was doing. Yeah, you should. Measure
God
the temperature
damn.
Inside, and when it gets too hot, you gotta heat up, power up the fan, and blow all the hot air out.
He got one
of
them goddamn Weird Al Yankovic's Guide to Better Growing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what the worst part about this whole story is, though? Now we actually have somebody who died because of weed on record.
Damn!
He died because of heat. He died.
That is real. We was off the map at first. Fuck.
Yeah,
dude. Goddamn pothead. He done messed up our workers' record and shit. You know, no deaths this year. No deaths by pot smoking this year alone.
He died of stupidity.
God,
died of stupidity, Smelly.
Exactly.
Nothing else.
You have to, man, because I'm telling you, I don't watch too many pot-growing goddamn videos. And I'm telling you, all these people got like 10 fucking, you know, fucking box fans all around the house, all this big-ass AC ventilation, like, you know, filtered into the shit. If you're doing this shit properly, there ain't no fucking way.
Why watch videos, if you can ask me?
I'm telling you. Well, yeah. Get it directly from the Netherlands, goddammit. Shit. What's fucking talking about? All right, let's go on over here to Canada. Hey, all my Canadians, whatever you want to call it. A Canadian. You're one of them Canadians, ain't you? Yeah, you from Canada, one of them Canadians. All right. Well, don't go over here, because woman is caught cheating on husband. Yeah, and sues the goddamn phone company. Right, I'll line up that award. A woman says the billing practices of Rogers Wireless Incorporation led to her husband discovering her extramarital affair. What the fuck is extramarital? Y'all come up with some crazy whacked out words every day. Extramarital affair. Now the woman, whose husband walked out, is suing the communications giant for $600,000 for alleged invasion of privacy and breach of contract, the results of which she says have ruined her life. Not because I had opened my fucking legs and couldn't keep my mouth closed. Oops. Did I say that one? Yeah. When Negus' husband opened the Rogers' invoice, he saw several hour-long phone calls to a single phone number. And, hey, just like any dumbass, let me call this number back to see who the fuck this is, because I didn't make these long-ass calls. Huh. Bet you got life fucked up. And I'll wait that dumbass bitch get into the motherfucking office and extra embarrass her ass. Well, Your Honor, the bitch clearly is cheating on her motherfucking husband. She's only here to goddamn sit up here and try to shit on Operate. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's all. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Why are you faded, man? Prophet, why are you faded?
I got muted for putting LOL in the chat room now.
Damn, bitch, y'all serious, man. They keep tripping with this shit, and I can't unmute you either.
Yeah, once you can. You just got to click on it. You got to click, right click it. You know,
oh, okay, there we go.
There you go.
Hell no. Nah. Skywatcher has been unmuted. Ain't that a bitch? Shout out to Skywatcher's Radio TV, man. Welcome to another nutty show. Yeah. All right, 7 more minutes, man. Let's get on over here. Give you 2 more at least. Give you 2 more. All right. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. 8-year-old boy, yeah, saved sister from abduction attempt. That's what I'm talking about. Fucking heroes, man. Yeah, all the way around the world. Only they're not adults. Oh. The girl's mother, Erin Coons, says she was walking near the beach with her 3 children when her daughter ran off. Yeah, okay. Coons said she then told her son, Nathan, 8 years old,
Nathan,
to run after the child. That doesn't sound very parental. When the boy caught up with his sister,
Nathan.
It sounds Australian, you know what I'm saying? Like Nathan, like what the blood did that come from? Nathan?
Nathan.
Oh, man, fucking Crocodile D end up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
It's me, Nathan.
Nathan, can I speak to good old Knight? Yeah,
yes.
Mike, thank you.
Foil.
Good old Mike. Oh, hey, Mike. All right. I think that's the only language every nationality can fucking make fun of is goddamn the Australian language. Thanks to goddamn Paul Hogan. You call that a knife, mate? This is a knife.
That's not a knife.
I love the scene.
Throw fucking bloody shrimp on the Barbie, won't you? Like, what?
Is that, though, isn't he?
Who that?
Crocodile
Dundee. No, Paul Hogan looked dead. That fucking man. Damn, he looking like he's walking dead.
Man, that's
dead.
So funny.
Hey, listen. I'm telling you, man. Matter of fact, fuck that. Y'all think it's cold. Let me look up a picture of Paul Hogan now. That son of a bitch dog went through 18 plastic surgeries to repair the plastic surgery that fucked up the repair from the repair before the repair of the first initial repairs on his goddamn sludge-looking face.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, he had a face lift, and then a face down, and then a face side to side. And now they all what the fuck his face is now. Damn, pull that motherfucker face down there off and shit. You know what I'm saying? God damn. Well, he's not going to walk around with nothing but veins showing in a minute, man. Because damn.
He's going to come out on the movie Crocodile Funky.
Funky, you know what I'm saying? The God damn. Grungy.
Got
that's
Michael
what
Jackson
his face is looking
face.
Like. Man, when the boy called it with his sister, Nathan, said he saw a man trying to drag the girl into his car. According to Coons, the boy was able to wrestle his sister away from the would-be abductor. Now, okay, people, let's take a little moment out, please. Okay. Now, she had three children. Okay, one of them ran off. Okay, how young and fast can this little motherfucker be to run clearly off the beach to where she would be in, you know what I'm saying, in reaches of any kind of traffic, period. And ain't nobody looking at the parent on this one. Bet you got life fucked up. I walked on the beach, slapped in a goddamn head. You don't send no goddamn child to do a goddamn grown-up's job. You get your big titty ass down the beach and run after your motherfucking kids.
Hey, Smelly, I got to be honest with you. You kind of lost me when you said Nathan.
Oh, nice. Oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying? We went all the way back to Australia and shit like Nathan. Like, oh, fuck, we back on it? No. My bad, people. My bad. All right,
hey,
look.
It's me, Nathan.
We got Nathan's hot dog down here. I might have to go and step up in there. Like,
you
hey.
Do you have a call?
Where's Nathan?
Hey, I think you got somebody. I think you got somebody on cue, by the way, Smelly.
Oh, I do? Oh, you know, I'm into this news and shit. 941. Okay, let me bring old Florida up in this mofo flipper.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Florida UFOs. Hey, Mike.
Hey, it's Nathan. I'm in Tennessee. Why are you talking about me on your show?
Hey, this mother said, this is Nathan. I'm in Tennessee, though. I ain't never heard of a country Australia.
Quiet. My fiance's sleeping. I gotta be quiet.
A redneck Australian.
Hey, this is Nathan.
Don't forget to turn your Skype off, Nathan.
Hey, Nate. Your bloody. What the hell they say?
Nathan. I gotta do some. Hold
your
on,
bloody,
come
your
on.
Bloody kangaroo dung. That ever Australian curse words. You know what I'm saying? I don't know none of this shit. Like,
I'm not in Australia. I'm in the hills of Tennessee.
In Tennessee, we got Australians in Tennessee people. But
Nathan,
that must.
I film UFOs.
And 941.
And I do a lot of physics. On YouTube, I explain how UFOs work.
Extraterrestrial airplanes.
No, well, they turn into airplanes.
They turn into aliens. That's aliens or Mexicans, man. You mean you doing Mexican research?
Nathan does not film airplanes. They're UFOs that turn into airplanes.
With Mexicans is flying them.
My wife would have seen it. Well, my fiance would have seen it, but she was sleeping.
Oh, man. Hey, Wink, is she Mexican? One of y'all got to be Mexican.
Yeah. We got meth in our drinking water.
We got meth in our drinking water.
Down here, that we can't control it. They just dump their
kids. Hell no, man. You said Mexican. Yes, mess I can.
I'm a mess I can.
Yeah, mess I can see it, man. Yes, it's a fucking mess, man.
That's why I see UFOs. You can see even better when you're on meth.
Oh, man. I
got my YouTube video. Hey, quiet. My fiance's sleeping.
Oh, man. I got to
text you.
We're in overtime, right?
Hey, yeah. You guys got to be quiet. You got to quiet down, though. You know.
All right, I'm going. Hey, give me that mess. I already hung up on the phone with him. Give me that mess. I want to lie. No, that can't hear us, baby. Nah, get the boat.
Smelly, we gotta explain this to you sometime.
Yeah, it's a lot funnier to us right now. You don't know why, dude.
Oh, man. That's too crazy, man. Hey, guys. Listen, if you don't hear me on the show tomorrow, you know they fucking got me. Goddamn. I've been fucking abducted by Noah.
And this lube is coming to get you.
Take it easy there.
I got the motherfucking Men in Green coming. You know, the Men in Black is on the aliens. I got the Men in Green going to come at my door and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you want to be a conservationist, huh? You come with us, sir. You come with us. We got something for you fucking environmentalists. Yeah, you come with us. Sitting your ass to Netherlands.
We need to clean up our drinking water.
Man, shit. You ever watch Monk?
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna have that theme song on here. Just the theme song. Fuck the show itself. The show is so truly funny, but the theme song of it, the minute the motherfuckers say, you know what I'm saying, it's things in our water that you wouldn't even believe. You know what I'm saying? Most of it can kill you, but what the hell? I forgot how it goes.
It probably will.
Yeah. It kill you, but might just kill you. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. Yeah.
I've been drinking it for 19 years. I've been drinking this water, and it hasn't done nothing to me yet.
Right. Yeah.
What I want to know is who had the bright idea to put water in a bottle and sell it. It's the most abundant free resource on the planet, yet they sell it in a bottle.
That was
okay.
My friend, 50 like, Cent.
Well, that was a vitamin water. That was different.
Well,
you know, like a bunch of French people like sit together, a bunch of Frenchmen sit together and be like, you know what we should do? We should put water in a bottle. Those Americans would buy anything, yes. And sure enough, he did.
Hey, you see us? We looking for ass flavored ice cream and goddamn. Got some cougar snatch with a topping of pubic hairs. You know what I'm saying? Fucking. Send that over to us. Fucking right, I'm looking for it. Shit. Pussy cream, I'm looking for it by the gallon. I'm looking for it by the gallon now. Ordering mine today. You know. Before we get off here, man, I want to send shouts out to Florida UFOs, Heavenly Angel, Jaime Garcia, the Jaime. Jackal.
Jaime.
You say panado, I say potato, goddammit. I don't know shit. Skywatchers Radio TV, man. It's going down.
Yeah,
man.
Real quick, I want to ask you something before you get off air, though. I want to ask you if you want to be a guest on the Jackal's Head coming up in the next couple weeks.
Guess like what? What you want to come cursing and shit on there? What you want?
Nah, man, just come out and talk about your show, talk about you, be a regular guest and shit, you know? Kick it.
Man, you can't handle me as no guest, man. You can't handle the truth, okay?
I want the truth. I want the smelly truth.
But I send my black skin. How about that? I send my black Mexican. That's my counterpart representing for all the Mexicans. All my black skin homeboys. Yeah, I mean, set it up, man. Just let me know. You know what I'm saying? I'm down with it.
I'll do that.
Set it up. Let me know. And we can do that. You know what I'm saying? I've seen some tracks. I still got to see some tracks. Matter of fact, I got to see some tracks.
Yes. You got to send me a
from my artist and shit. And, you know, check it out for your show or whatever.
You should hear my song. Jackal's got a copy of my song, and he'll send it to you. And you will love my song. That song is fantastic.
What?
It's my song. I sang a song and I sent it to Jackal.
Post
and,
it, Nathan. Post it in the chat room, Nathan.
If I had it, I would.
Titties and bear. Titties and bear. Titties and bear. Titties and bear. I thank God.
Oh, that shit's fun.
Almighty for titties and bear.
Titties and bear.
I'm two-legged deer.
I recorded this with the Backyard Band back in 2000. This is our number one hit for the local pub. we had the number one top of the charts for the song at your local pub. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. Those are motherfucking big old titties. Yeah, man. That shit there'll be funny. Jack, man, you ever went to a biker bar?
Nah, I can't say I have, though.
Or a real country bar. I mean, real country bar. Like, you know, the full cowboy hats and all that shit.
Well, I went to a restaurant which was, like, kind of Western-oriented, like, you know, theme or whatever, up in Texas when I went on a sale that I was doing up in Texas a few years ago. That kind of counts. It's like the Western themed restaurant.
They serve
beer.
No motherfuckers. It's just like that. Know what I mean? When they get shit faced, titties and beer is what come out. Hey, pull out those titties.
Pull out those titties.
Antimatter is the opposite of matter. Has the opposite charge, and when antimatter comes into contact with matter, it releases pure energy. Pure.
Nathan, Sonny.
Oh, man.
A paperclip size of antimatter and dropped it, it would make a crater the size of New York. So, let's say this is antimatter. It is a marble. We're going to say that this is made of antimatter. Well, for one, I won't be able to hold it, but we're just pretending right now.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Nathan, dog.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Hey, what the? I'm going to put this brother to rest, man. Let's put this brother to rest, people.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Oh, fucking shoot one bullet. That's what that's gonna do. Get your ass out of here with that little gun. Brr, pow! Because I'm gonna be at war, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I was looking at the Afghans, right, when they're over there, the soldiers with the Afghans. You know soldiers over there smoking weed with the Afghanis?
Oh, yeah, man. They always do that. Even Vietnam, they were like getting high all the time.
Yeah, but you getting high with the enemy and
that's
shit.
Typical over there.
With the enemy though,
well,
they got
really
these motherfuckers.
They
smoking. They showed American soldiers smoking with the Afghan troops. Because you know the Afghan troops. That's what they do. They get high. They show these motherfuckers getting high. These motherfuckers so high that they walk right out in the middle of live gunfire.
Nice.
Fired some shots. Dude, tell me some a bullet shot the tip off of the dude's gun. He laughed and ran behind the wall, back behind the wall and shit. And fired up another blunt, a joint. I'm like, that's the way you're supposed to be at war, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? That's why they don't want us smoking in the military, because they know the effects of it. It wouldn't be no goddamn war if everybody fucking smoked weed. Who the fuck would care about fighting? You know what I'm saying? The only thing you try to do is fight some hunger pains.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it. Doing that right now.
Come on, man. You want to stop war, get a B-52 bomber. You know what I'm saying? Light all the weed on fire and just drop that shit all over the goddamn battlefield. And see what the fuck happens.
Drop it over here. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? See what the fuck happens. Just put it in the air and shit. And like a crop duster and shit. Just fly real low and just and spray the whole place with nothing but straight cannabis smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what they need to do is like figure out how to like infuse THC into the oxygen we breathe so it's around us the entire time. This would be a happy planet if we had weed.
Yeah, but then you have.
Sorry, that doesn't work. That only occurs when it's 170 degrees Celsius, about. So that's not gonna happen. It's far too hot to breathe the air then.
Why you gotta be so smart, though? I'm trying to be like,
you know what I'm saying? He gonna give us the goddamn Dookie Howser MD breakdown and shit. You know what I'm saying? We got dreams. Damn, Si, we got dreams. Can we dream a little dream?
Well, you just got to manipulate the THC into something different that that is airborne. They do
like what?
They do genetic manipulation all the time. Manipulate.
Are you talking my language, son?
Hey. What are you talking about? You talking about cloning, goddamn it. You talking about cloning? Hey, man, you can't be cloning
manipulating.
Weed.
Manipulating.
Can I play my song?
Yeah,
oh, here we go.
Please.
Okay, here it goes. Ready?
Anytime now, they'll be coming to us. Watch the sky, you can feel them coming. Coming down. Anytime now, I'll just watch the sky.
All right, that's a sample for you. In the
dark. This is on YouTube.
Hell yeah.
Fucking drop the link.
I will.
Yeah, but drop the link, man. I want to check it out. Ooh, fucking, I fucking take the song off of the goddamn the YouTube. Yeah, put a let's get jiggy with it, beat on it, and you know what I'm saying? We're going to have it in the club. Fuck it.
You got a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
And what is this shit? What is this shit? I can't get jiggy with this shit. Ah, man. Goddamn good old American movies, man. I'm telling you, man. Hey, Si, what kind of movies y'all get over there, man?
The same movies you do, I think.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
what y'all get over? Oh, y'all get them later? How the hell y'all in the future and y'all get them later?
No, that's something of the past, like 10 years ago.
What kind of shit is that? You in the future and shit, you getting the movies late. What the f*** is that?
Well, like 10 years ago when a movie was released in the States, it stayed in the States for, I don't know, a couple of months before it came to the movie theaters over in Europe and stuff. But nowadays, it's more and more released worldwide at the same day.
You know what's fucked up, though? Oh, what the hell I was going to say about Germany? Because they had that same problem.
Oh, no. Germany is horrible. They synchronize their movies with German language.
Uh-huh.
That's horrible. You, if you're in Germany and you watch TV, all you hear is German.
That shit sounds funny.
English.
That shit, if y'all ever watch that shit is funny because, you know, as you've seen by me teaching German, our shit don't just cross over like that.
Oh, no, that's not funny. You're
if you're trying to translate English, oh, man, yeah. You can be fucked up. Depending on the movie, like, think about I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. In German, it ain't gonna happen. It ain't no German word for dog or motherfucker. Ain't no German words for that. It ain't no German word for that. D-A-T. Yeah, so you get my picture of where that movie is going in.
It's not funny. You're browsing the TV channel and you see
really
a good series or a good movie, and
up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie. I want to see it. It's in fucking German.
Nah, but you know what killed me, though? They played Saving Fucking Private Ryan, you know what I'm saying, on post and shit, like throughout Germany, on all the goddamn military installations.
Yeah.
I said, you fucking crazy? I ain't going to, how the fuck I'm going to sit in a goddamn movie theater in Germany Well, we fought with the Germans and watch a movie that we talked about how we kicked the Germans' ass. And I'm finna sit in a goddamn movie theater watching this fucking film. You bitches got life fucked up. That's a bombing waiting to goddamn happen, man. You got you fucked up.
Well,
you got me fucked up. Hell nah, man. I said, nah, I'm straight. We got a free day off to go watch that shit, and that was a free day off. I was chilling in the goddamn barracks. I said, because y'all got me fucked up. I'm going to watch some old fucked up shit like that. Opening scene, bitch get his head fucking just blowed off straight through the Kevlar that y'all motherfuckers telling us bulletproof. What the fuck is that? And that was in the goddamn advertising credits and shit. This is how they advertise the movie. Bitch, I ain't going to see no shit like that. The first stupid motherfucker step off the plane, he get a bullet straight through his goddamn Kevlar. Who in the hell wants to really go and see a movie like that?
I saw the movie.
Oh, well, sorry.
Not in the theater, though. I watch it on TV.
Put yourself in uniform and put yourself in the enemy's backyard.
When was it that you were there?
I wasn't there, man. I'm 32 years old. Thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying?
You were stationed in Germany and they showed a movie there. So what year was it?
Oh, 96.
Yeah,
96. Well, no, that was 98, actually. 98 to 99, I was there.
Well, the most people that are responsible for the war already are dead or got extremely punished. So if they didn't get taken over to the States because they were some bright scientists or something. But most people that are still there don't have anything to do with that. And, I don't see a lot of hatred coming from there. So at the time...
Oh, hell nah. Germany, man, that's shit. That's the place they treat you like a fucking god, a king. And you treat you like a real person and shit. You come back over here, they shit on you and piss on you. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck about you. You know, for real, man. I mean, Germany was the only place I ever had a woman. You know what I'm saying? I never met. But from Jump Street, this bitch, took me home from the club, did what she's supposed to do as a woman, I mean from head to toe, and then after the job was finished, she went to the goddamn bathroom, filled up a little fucking pan of water with a rag, and came and wiped me down from head to fucking toe.
Yeah, that's what you have a moment for you.
I'm like, what the fuck? Turned around and went and cooked a little meal. They wanted a big meal, but put something on the nigga's stomach, and I was like, what the fuck?
Did you ever go to a club in Germany?
The who? I was down in Nuremberg, the Dirty Flow. I went to Mannheim, Frankfurt. I went to a couple of clubs.
Did you see the women walk hand in hand?
Man, I see faggot-ass motherfucking dudes walking hand-in-hand.
They're not lesbian. They just walk hand-in-hand. The first time I saw that, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, I don't know, because there's so many fags over here. I was kind of, you know what I'm saying, used to it. You know, all these fucking dykes over here and shit, you know what I'm saying? It really wasn't, it made me think that they was gay, though. See, they're not gay. So that's the whole thing about other cultures, you know what I'm saying? Just because you see them holding hands and shit like in Africa, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be over there holding hands. But they ain't gay, you know what I'm saying? That's just their culture. That's how they, you know what I'm saying, they walk around and they friendly with each other like that, you know what I'm saying?
If two dudes is walking around holding hands, okay, what planet are you on?
They do it in Germany. They do it in Africa. They do it in a couple of different places, man. It's just taboo here. You feel me? It's just you don't do no shit like that. We got it linked up the fag shit. You know what I'm saying?
If you want to think that a German is gay, you only got to watch him dance.
Oh, man.
They can't dance.
Listen, I mean, man. Hey, you always do some funny shit. You go to goddamn German clubs, and yeah, that was some very entertaining shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, at the same time, which I don't understand the culture, you know what I'm saying? The women, I guess, don't give a fuck. If you disrespect them or show love to them, they still gonna go home with I'm telling you, man, my homeboy, he proved a point to me. My homeboy, this dude, you know, he been there. He was seasoned. He been there like 4 years already. My brother said, man, watch this, man. You see that bitch over there, man? He said, I'm finna. He said, no bullshit. Now, we had just gotten to the club. We just sitting around just kicking and just bullshitting. And it was this chick at the bar. She kept looking. She looked. I mean, as soon as we walked in, she was like on us and shit. You know what I'm saying? And so my homeboy said, well, look, man. He said, see that chick over there? Keep looking over there. He said, man, I bet you I walk over there. I spit on that bitch. And I take her home at the end of the night. I said, man, what kind of nasty bullshit is that? I said, but go ahead and try it.
I just have one tip for you. Better find a German woman that speaks English, because I heard you're German.
Oh, yeah. Around post, you know what I'm saying, you always going to find some German, young German chick, you know what I'm saying, that done
who
been...
speaks English, yeah.
Yeah, done been hanging around, you know, soldiers and shit, and got her friends hanging around soldiers. So the younger generation, you know what I'm saying, you're 9 times out of 10, you know, find her. But see, with me, I fucked around and broke down on the damn side of the Autobahn one day. I'm riding, coming from Heidelberg, and my muffler fell off. Literally fell the fuck off. So
shit.
I was sitting there and had to pull over. So when I pulled over, you know what I'm saying, it's nighttime and shit, and I really ain't even know, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. But how about, you know what I'm saying, German, this dude pulled over, backed all the way up to where I was at, got out, you know what I'm saying, it's nighttime now. You know what I'm saying, nighttime. And he got out, asked me in clear English. I'm like, he said, hey, how you doing? I'm like, damn, you German? He was like, yeah. Damn, you speak good English. You know what I'm saying? He was like, thank you. And he was like, you need to use the phone? You know what I'm saying? He had a cell phone with him and shit. But who the fuck I'm going to call? You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I'm fresh in the country. Right? You know, ain't like a bitch going like it. Yeah, I'm on the Autobahn on, yeah. Bitch, I'm just on the Autobahn. I don't know where the fuck I'm at. Shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like our interstate systems. You know what I'm saying? I'm on mile marker 455, you know, at the Del Mabry exit. It ain't none of that shit in Germany. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no identifying marks. You get on the Autobahn, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, the next 100 miles will be your next exit. Anything in between there, you pretty much kind of fucked up. So the dude, yeah, he sat up there and gave me some help, told me how to break the muffler off from underneath and then put that bitch in my car. He said, man, crank it up. I cranked that bitch up. That motherfucker would sound like it was louder than a motherfucker. It sounded like I had 400,000 midgets under my hood clapping all at one time, like real loudly. And I drove that bitch all the way back home, you know what I'm saying, with no muffler. All the way back home. And got that bitch back to post the next day. You know what I'm saying? But shit. They were, you know, don't think that motherfuckers is not, everybody's friendly over there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in other countries are friendly, is what I've experienced. You know what I'm saying? You know, except for these motherfuckers here. And
you know why?
Because
the worst of, the worst of the other countries come to the United States.
Yeah.
And we get all the dickheads over here. That, you know, that's just the way it is. That's why we got a lot of, like...
Oh, that is why you said I was quite right, right in.
No.
It was today, Smelly, that you fit right in America. And now he says that.
I wasn't talking about the Netherlands. I was talking about, like, Middle Eastern Germans and shit like that.
Man.
Like, we got all the dickhead packies and all the Middle Easterners that come to this country and fuck shit up for everybody.
You know, you forget about the Pakistani people and shit. We start, you know, we get so caught up in the Muslim people and Indians and all that. But the Pakistanis, shit. Them the motherfuckers that first really came over here and started booming.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And getting their little businesses and shit set
up. Have you ever tried to deal with
one?
Negotiate with a Pakistani?
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't try to make deals with no foreigners. I don't even play that. I don't even play that shit. You know, you ain't been. One thing about it, I don't teach them to jug. You feel me? That's what that's teaching. You know, anybody who come in here that's trying to, you know what I'm saying, you teach them how to jug a person down, you're really trying to teach them how to get over. You know what I'm saying? And that's the one bad thing about America is we teach people how to get over on other people.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Yeah. So when like Si come here, well, okay, Si, I'm gonna take you to the damn McDonald's and shit. Okay, now you ready to pull your money out and buy a full fucking menu, value menu. But me as America, now I'm gonna tell you, well, man, I got my homegirl working here. Hold on, let me see. And we're going to pull up to the drive-thru, and if she's working and I hear her voice, I'm going to say, hey, you know, I already know what time it is. Now, you don't know what's going on, but when we pull up to the window and she hand me some motherfucking more food than what we supposed to get, and you looking back like, what the fuck did happen? Well, I just taught you something very wrong, though. I just really taught you how to get over. Now, not only could she have gotten fired for giving me extra food, you know what I'm saying? But, hell, we could have got motherfucking charged for goddamn stealing extra food. You never know. Yep. And that's what we do here, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm being responsible as an American for saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been at that you know, I've been at that doorway of teaching wrongful shit. You know what I'm saying? You just got to kind of identify it, though. And I'm identifying it. Yeah, you know, just like Spanish people teach you the bad languages and shit before you actually learn how to say, you know what I'm saying, how the fuck do I get to the damn gas station or go to the bathroom? But you'll know all the curse words. You know what I'm saying? Before that. Before you learn the actual language. Yeah.
Same thing when Spanish folks come to this country, the first thing they learn how to say is fuck, shit, and ass. That's just the
first one. Or bitch.
The first thing.
Yeah, you're going to learn bitch.
Well, if you go cursing in English, I can't keep up with that. I don't know most of those words.
No.
So that's not entirely true.
They made up words anyway, just like the goddamn American language is made up. She's all made the fuck up, so, hey, got to get it how you live. Let me ask you something real quick, man. What is the Galactic Federation of Light?
Who you talking to?
Anybody. What the fuck is that? I'm just looking at it. It says, it's a clip that says.
That's a motherfucking pipe dream, bro. That's all it is.
I'll let Jekyll answer this because, for you know, he will settle me up with a show. Oh, that sounded great, man. You should do your own show.
No, you know what? Sign up, do your thing, though.
I'm not burning myself with this one.
Galactic Federation of Light is a pipe dream. The dude named Sheldon Neidl says that there's a galactic federation of planets called the Galactic Federation of Light, and they, you know, they're in outer space and they rule over the universe. This motherfucker's high as a motherfucking cake. Right?
Star Trek, but unreal.
He's been watching too much Star Trek and smoking too much meth at the same time, and shit's just coming out all wrong out of his mouth. Yeah, it's just a pipe.
Well, I mean, why do you say Star Trek wasn't real, though?
Well, it's the same principle. That they have a planet and a non-intervention rule and stuff like that. It resembles the story of Star Trek pretty much. So we can say this because this is not in the paranormal section today.
But this is my thing. Star Trek wasn't real though.
Star Trek is real.
I mean, to me, Star Trek just showed you 50 years ago what the fuck was already today.
Well, I'm
you
still
know,
waiting
fucking,
for all
of
that.
In some sense. Yeah, in some sense, there's a lot of...
To some extent. O'Hara with the little Bluetooth in her ear. Captain, with the same communicators that we still got now when you go on the motherfucking Office Depot and they got them little black things that they press. And then they press a little button, and then they can talk. Depress it. It's same shit. They got the fucking view screens. You know what I'm saying? Big-ass motherfucking 64-inch view screens that was on the bridge. You know what I'm saying? We got them shits in our house now that you can remotely control from your chair, which is what the captain was doing, or the other motherfuckers sitting there. We got spaceships. You know what I'm saying? We got them. That's already proven by all these so-called UFO sightings and shit, which are a majority of a man-made fucking jets in the shape of UFOs or flying discs.
I'm still waiting for the holodeck and the power source that they have. And
we got it. We got a holodeck. We got a holodeck. We got the fucking no. Now we got the holodeck because they got the glasses that you can put on now. They got the little virtual glasses that you can put on now. They got those. Those are out.
Yeah, but that's
but the holodeck is you don't need glasses. You just enter a room and it becomes like paradise.
I'm just saying though, it's you know what I'm saying. But really, I believe they just preparing you for it because if they had a holodeck right now, do you think a bitch would come out the fucking house? If you could turn your goddamn house into any fucking thing you wanted it to, would you ever come out the fucking house?
Probably not, no.
If I have to replicate or no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, or in the replicator. Oh, man. You feel me? Like,
if I had a replicator, that shit would be done, dude. Done. Replicate me a fine bitch. There you go.
Man, you know, I'm trying to find out.
Replicate me 20 pounds of weed.
There yeah, we go. That's what I'm talking about.
I would be in Jamaica every fucking day. Holodeck, yes, Jamaica, please. Weed farm, right, no, motherfucker. Run the weed program, please.
Hey, you can always change things. You could say Amsterdam, but then warm.
There you go.
I would do that.
There are no refrigerators in space. So this is my thing. Okay, space food. And why the fuck we can't be eating space food?
Well, you can, I think, because in basis they will cover every nutrition, but it's just nasty. And no, I don't think you want to eat that voluntarily.
The space store has real space food. The same food the astronauts eat on the space shuttle and on the International Space Station. They also carry a wide variety of novelty space foods, meals, and space food sticks. We'll be calling those guys up tomorrow. Yeah. We'll call the goddamn space store. You got action snacks, asteroids. They got space drinks, peanut butter, space food sticks, chocolate space food sticks, astronaut strawberries, astronaut cinnamon apple wedges, astronaut ice cream.
Probably the only store selling that stuff.
$2.75.
Do astronauts really eat that shit, though? I don't think astronauts be eating all that shit in space. They eat, like, pasta or paste.
Hell no. Nah. The other dude was talking about something a year ago. I just read that on another dude. Dude was talking about something they eating dog. His dog was on the menu. Yeah, something else. For real. When he came back and he wrote out his little memoirs and shit, you know what I'm saying, after his flight. That's what the dude wrote in his memoir. I read that on another news.
That he ate dog? That was part
the
of the
dude actually had dog on his menu. One of the astronauts said that dog was on the menu. Man,
and there was an American astronaut or a Russian astronaut? Or
no,
Chinese
I think it was a... Yeah, he was from like China, some damn well.
Oh
you know?
They had dog in the menu regularly.
It wasn't no American shit. Yeah, you know I ain't gonna American shit. Hell no. The bitch eating dog, man. They know they eating dog. How do you even freeze dry dog?
That's gross, dog.
That's
gross, dog.
And I'm gonna ask them that tomorrow. So do y'all have freeze dried dog? Y'all have space dog food? How you want to call it?
Yeah, you really want to piss off an Asian person, call it like a Chinese restaurant and ask them if they have dog in the menu?
Hell no. That ain't funny though. Because they shut a goddamn store down here for that.
Yeah, don't play around with that shit, you know.
Yeah, they did that shit here. They shut a store down because they were serving a cat. They were serving cats for so-called chicken and other meat.
How
right
would you
here
feel
in Tampa.
If you have eaten there?
I mean, right here in fucking Tampa.
Oh, that's sick.
That's gross.
Damn, what a headline that, man. I'm on another news. That shit was in the headline. That shit blow the fuck out of me. I'm like, ain't no fucking way. Damn, hold on, y'all. This is just that because I ain't read this on another news. But this is in Pompano Beach. Did you hear about this? That's actually Florida UFO. He's right next to that. 18-month-year-old was thrown from a car, flew over a sound barrier, and landed in the backyard near a kitchen window where an elderly couple was playing cards.
Was he unarmed?
God damn. Yeah. The baby was found crying and screaming in the grass of a neighbor's yard by Jan and Bob, who saw the little boy go flying by their kitchen window.
Oh, man.
How the fuck did he get ejected from the goddamn car?
I don't think he got ejected. Didn't he got thrown out of the car?
It ain't no motherfucking way you gonna throw. You know what a sound barrier is?
Yeah.
Bruh, them sound, what they do here now, they build on the side, which is state mandated. They build big ass, like 15 foot walls. Now, the walls are removable, you know what I'm saying? But they sound barrier walls that divide the neighborhood from the interstate, you know what I'm saying? So you won't hear all the traffic from the interstate.
Well, let's save the rest for tomorrow. A little bit of a teaser for all the people that are still listening in the archives.
Damn!
Yep.
That's crazy. Yeah, come back, because I'm going to have to lock this in, and we're going to talk about it. Wow. All right, people, let me get the fuck up out of here, man. I got to get the hell on and smoke some weed out in the public.
Thanks for taking my call, Smelly.
So I'm talking about it. Really, like, man, you smoking like it's legal. Bitch, it is legal. Shit, if you motherfuckers stop being mentally goddamn fucked up and making it illegal in your mind, you know, shit, it's legal. God damn it. Police come around, though, just put it down. Just hold it down.
Smoke weed every day.
Hey, man. I'll let you tomorrow, man. I don't know what the hell. Taco Tuesday or some shit. We got them. Time to learn the language Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Shit, we learned Mexican.
Orale.
Mexican. Oh, you do that on purpose, right? To mess me up.
Simon.
We'll go on to Mexican. Goddamn, what do you want, Russian? Yeah, hell, fuck everybody up.
Yeah.
Ox, blocks, blues blocks. No, we ain't for the go. Cool, can't be spitting on the phone. You know what I'm saying? I gotta use this phone for the rest of the year. You know, we're gonna go to Mexican though. Fuck it. Oh, a Cuban, either one. Cuban or Mexican. We'll find out tomorrow. Y'all just tune in. Dun dun dun. All right, and I'm out of here, people. Ending this with my dog, Weird Al, taking us out of here.